How to Overcome Aliens Archons and the Physical Prison, posted by Sevan on January 23, 2011, at 1:08 p.m., in the know. How to Defeat Aliens, Iron Sky Footage, The Resistance, HD 1080, from Sevan on Vimeo. Someone send a fax up to the moon, and tell them to turn that damn thing down. We have a magnetic overload happening here. With 3,267 members, we are now geared to go. The truth is now before us. Personally, I do not jest. I have finally discovered the total story about this dimension. Not just the problem, but also the solution. So here is how it is. The whole idea of the resistance, in its already preset role as the faction, that is just not with the BS. Yes, there are a lot of things to know, but we have braved it all together. I will tell you simply, once you fear, you are still here. What I mean by that is you are still here right now reading this, so what value does the emotion of fear really have? It is an illusion, but forget telling you, I'm going to show you how it's all wired together. A more accurate CHAKRA energy diagram. Click the picture to enlarge. This is for those who wish to govern their higher self. I cannot hold back these advanced inner beings also tuning in, and ready to be in the know. When we take the step, then it actually appears, that is how we are going to have to roll. 7. First, I must explain the modes of existence according to speed in the ranges I have discovered them. Flesh being, this refers to just the body of a man, woman, or beast, which is called more correctly an ark/car or vessel that can hold energy/spirit. The body is also referred to in ancient text as a clay jar or pot. Now let us use the example of building to make this all clear. If a flesh being is tasked to build a physical structure, how long will it take? The size of the structure, strength of the worker, and of course technology available all factors in. When a person has to physically build something material, there will be a considerable measure of time involved. Light being does not mean good or bad, it simply means a being composed of light using that as its form of expression. It appears we are sheathed inside of more complex existences of ourselves, putting on these various bodies as layers. Some protect, while other even hinder what is within. Thought form, let us move again to the example of building. At one point, light beings were tasked to build a temple. That temple was not only constructed in record speed, it also was constructed with precise measurements to unbelievable accuracy. So you can already see the difference in power, energy, and superiority of using a light vehicle over a flesh vehicle. However, if you examine the thought form, it is far more superior than the two. It simply thinks, and it is. Thus a building can be constructed with a thought. Zone being, ladies and gentlemen, we have discovered yet another phase, a faster wavelength on the accessible spectrum. Welcome to the zone. Now it is a fact there is a level that all brain functions turn off, all thoughts cease to exist, and you move into the zone. You are exactly one click ahead of everything. I can already hear the questions. How do I get in the zone? Well, that is what we are getting to. In conjunction with this Sunday's show, I will be only releasing to the point content. No more fluff. Welcome to the core. Our hearts are whole. We came to do what we can as many people that are ready to emancipate themselves beyond this. For many of us, our planets are gone in the future, and that's because of something happening here on Earth right now. Now, really briefly, I will explain that our Earth is inside of yet another matrix. That is why we have a dual reality. This is the whole looking glass thing detailed in great length in the forum. This world is a shadow, a parallel. We will now for a fact see a new paradigm. Because we have not been fully aware of the other world, and it is now being revealed to us clear enough to grasp it. we find our current existence full of parallels and opposites. In the documents I am giving you, it states that the greatest difference in us and the beings we are denoting as higher is the ability to come in and out of the body, which would also be in and out of the earth at will. You are not the body, but you will need it for your mission, so keep it tuned and ready to go. The next phase is to learn how to get out of the body. To do that, you will need to vibrate properly, and of course you will need a body. Smile, this is what Sunday's show is about also, how the pathogens hinder the vibratory wavelength, keeping a person stuck. Open publication, free publishing, more, too. All that you need to know about the aliens is here. An audio copy is also available, and will be uploaded shortly. The controllers only have control, because people believe they have control. However, people have been believing long before I got here, and I have arrived in the problem. To continuously tell people all day stop believing in that waste time we do not have anymore. I would rather work on what will occur, as the people continue to believe blindly in what they have not thoroughly researched. 7. The Archons, a whole new paradigm. Or the same old thing. Definition of Archon. Arc equals storage places for information, as in archives. Humans are arcs / cars or vehicles for the spirit energy. Chon, pronounced con equals all of these words are the same in etymology. Cain, con, king, con. So in essence, archons are masters at removing energy from humans. There is a major reason many that deliver knowledge about the Anunnaki seem to have very little information in regards to where they are from and what was happening on Earth before they got here. This is because the Anunnaki are part of group better known as Archons. Tracking the Archons will give the Seker much more data in regards to these beings and what is taking place on Earth, along with who is managing its system of control. These archons can be looked at as instigators used to keep the zone being defunct and trapped inside of the body. Much of this is done through suggestion, as the archons generally take positions of influence, especially in the entertainment field and politics. They then become the idols and role models for the masses, who in turn emulate them to their own demise. Archons come in all shapes and sizes. They are eager and programmed to fulfill orders, never asking questions. They guide society with their corporate power and influence right into its own demise. There are many galactic misfits on this dimension. They have found a common cause when doing bidding for the Archons. Entertainers are often the most infected. On the right you have known Bool/Archon members. Will Smith and the rapper Game, along with group the Neptunes, showing overtly they are Vec-controlled. Pharrell equals Pharaoh. On the left you have Drake and Lil Wayne. Drake means dragon, as in Draco. Lil is the Kabbalistic abbreviation for Lilith. While Wayne/Wayne means to reduce or decline gradually. This is what they are doing to the people. Many of course never suspect that the Archon story is entirely different than most spiritual beings on this planet. We spoke briefly before in regards to the heavy use of the grimoires by Masons, and the whole fascination with Solomon, and the power of controlling spirits. I now have much more information in regards to that subject. It is highly possibly that Solomon's temple may be in fact the whole world. I have come to this conclusion is for various reasons. The first being that Solomon is, as we know, a reference to the three ruling sons/sons. Sol and Vikvs, and on which are powerful vibrations of energy obviously in dominion. Let us keep in mind the Latin word for Sunday is Domingo, which has the root Dom, which means to lord over or dominate, as the day of worship is Sunday, foremost. You will find those with extensive knowledge in regards to Solomon's magical works account his greatest teachings to his ability to trap spirits in jars while commanding and questioning them as he wished. Solomon's seal is actually the pentagram, not the Star of David. So let us pull this apart, as it is encrypted in the same speak often used to confuse the novice. The glass or pot would more or less be our body, and of course we are the spirit. As mentioned, if a person lacks the ability to come out of their body, then it has basically become a prison for them. Many deities use bodies such as the ones we are using now, and even more advanced editions. However, they do not remain in them all the time, they can enter and exit with ease. The zone body is the primary vehicle of choice, but it is immaterial, and thus very difficult to control. Because a being that is non-material cannot be controlled so easily, they must first be netted. Narquillian, from the movie Men in Black, demonstrates the layered body concept. A body inside of another determining which planes can be accessed by the zone being encased inside. Let it be known the activated body is an amazing vehicle also, and can be utilized for great feats on this dimension. Having the knowledge of how to activate the body has always been kept within the cabals of the priesthood, mainly that of the serpent. It is a fact that the priests of Levi were the priests of Leviathan, or the world serpent energy. The body is a fractal of the planet. The planet also has Kundalini, and that energy flows through the planetary ley lines, often being tapped by the priesthood to amplify their own energy and control over the surrounding population. Churches are everywhere. This is a chart indicating the configuration of the ley lines in this cathedral. The author of this work, Stefan Cardanex, not only discovers that the churches were built on ley lines by obviously the old empire and reptilian factions, but they also have points in the church that amplify the power of the pastors and deacons. This is probably for more suggestive programming. The areas circled in red are the strongest points. They are also the areas that church officials frequent most during service. The priests are prisoners themselves, many much too deluded to ever suspect such things, despite how much information you give them. More clarity has also been presented on the symbol of the serpent, which can be compared to the symbol of the skull and crossbones. This is a universal symbol for danger, as skulls are symbols of death. When something contains this type of branding or warning, it is giving a hint to its origins for those attempting to interface with it for various reasons. This then becomes a symbol for them trace. For the record, the serpent symbol has meant to Gnostics the cause and the solution to the problem. Just as many ailments can be cured with the actual poison. Stated plainly, the problem is the serpent or Draco race put in charge of this system to keep it under control. The solution is the power in which they use to reign over the rest, because they do not have it activated. This is the Kundalini or Ki energy that flows through the body. Kundalini actually gives the person the power necessary to not only comprehend what is going on, but also know what to do in their own particular situation. When I say many people have different situations, you have no idea, but one solution still remains: activate. Awakening this chi force also gives the body a shield of protection that appears as very bright lights on the astral plane. This could be the rainbow body they keep referring to often. The darker energies cannot even look upon it, let alone touch it. So getting back on track here, we find the etymology and definition of pentagram thus. Pen, to hold down, or engram, a unit of weight, in this case the weight of the soul. Notice the word tetra, gram, Aden, which is connected to the priests of Aden. Contains gram, also meaning a word contact aid in the spirit. If this seems far-fetched, the units of weight are always used to refer to beings, in many cases. Oz, An abbreviation for ounces is a hint towards another unit of measurement, mainly for gold. Yellow brick roads coming to mind? More on that later. The Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Gold, a perverted alchemist, is more concerned with turning gold into dirt while attempting to remain noble. 7. The pentagram is more powerful than the sword. A further definition lends that basically humans are in a pentagram, possibly several layers, as shown by Leonardo da Vinci. For many, until they learn all of this, they cannot even begin to navigate their way out such a divisive trap that uses music to lure its prey into it before it traps them using their own energy. Through musical scales, souls can be lured, and this is why many panthistic gods are depicted with flutes. The body is geometrically a pentagram. See also Emetics. The worlds are pentagrams. The Saul means a great deal of the wisdom of Solomon, which is that of the Levite priests, pharaohs, etc., is how to place spirits once more into various flesh bodies and reanimate them again for various purposes, but mainly to start a new breed. Now we see why the paranormal division and various factions have always had an interest in the occult art. They are fascinated with bringing things back from the past, placing their spirits into new bodies, and then making them mate once more to breed again. Pythagoras also denotes Earth Gaia as a pentagram and a element. The 5th element is in fact flesh. It then becomes important to talk about the hierarchy of ruling so that one does not get confused and go join one of these factions out of ignorance, desperation, or fear. The body is a fractal of the planet, so in that case the planet is a prison, prison. Just because you are in a prison does not mean you have done anything wrong. 7. We will have to give you some more knowledge about the factions, beginning with the Old Empire. The real empire is very similar to the depiction given to the dark side. In order to not make this seem like fiction, I will give you a general idea of who these beings are, and where they can be found in history and ancient texts. It appears that before the rebellion of Lucifer, there were other beings that Lucifer was in league with. Lucifer is a creation, as it states in the Bible, so we know the God of the Bible created Lucifer. So it is safe to say the God of the Bible is part of the Old Empire. We are further aware by Discourse on Magic, Ancient Works, Kabbalah, Etymology, the Cipher, and many other ways that this god is related to serpent and bird beings who exist within Orion, Alpha Draconis, and various other places throughout the galaxy. Don't forget, reptiles evolve into birds. The Ancient Ones and the Elder Gods, all family. The Old Empire has exercised their control and force through the universe and to ring quadrants and attacking its inhabitants while attempting to seize resources. This is a fractal of exactly what takes place on Earth. This is their continuous behavior, and they have seldom deviated from it. There was a skirmish amongst the ranks. As you will read in the document provided about the Archons, they are blind, meaning they cannot see the other side of things, and are permanently polarized. They are envious of one another, and everything else, because of this impediment. So it was not long before the Old Empire was challenged from within. In this case, some of the sons rose against their father. Open publication, free publishing, motor resistance. A brief but informative dossier on the Archons. Now, once a person dives into the story, they have to be very careful. They must still understand the Empire is wrong no matter who is its controller. The Empire exercises dominion over a limitless species, hindering them from their potential using methods cruel and intrepid, such as marooning spirits on hostile, unstable worlds with only a fraction of their memory intact. Space then becomes time, which is the distance between us and another object. The further we perceive home, the longer it takes for us to get there. That's why we now must be in the know. I have learned there are many reasons for the memory wiping. Some are obvious while others are not, and they are far more important. Through any lifetime that you used an advanced form of technology, you will generally know how to make that technology. Much of the technology used on unhindered homeworlds would revolutionize a place like Earth in months. So it's a big deal to make sure that that kind of information is removed from the memory. Of course, many are gaining their memories back, so they will start remembering how to develop things that will assist them on this quest for total emancipation. Likewise, many people accredited in the past with inventing something have just remembered. When the sons began war with the father, the story gets very hazy. The reason is not all of the members of the empire rebelled, so in many instances you had sons fighting sons. This manifested on our planet, as the war is talked about in the Rig Vedas, which is actually what you would know as the pharaonic bloodlines warring with the Aryans on the astral plane. The Dorje Rod. The Dorje Rod appears as a single or double-edged light beam of energy on the astral. This is called also a Vril rod. Very powerful. This is where the concept of the lightsaber comes from. Ultimately, one super weapon turned the tide of the war. The old empire was forced to retreat underground and begin fallout plans to re-legion or replenish the ranks of their fallen soldiers. Soldiers means divided sons, sol equals sun, dir equals die or divide. Priests were sent to work. The progress was slow at first due to new teachings consisting of calming oneself through balancing karma/dharma and devotion, the general practices seen in Buddhism. But the old ways of hatred and power held sway over man and woman's judgment, and once again, as they began to multiply after the last cataclysm and greed of power and wealth came to mind again, new recruits began to fill the temples. Of course, people began once more to evoke the spirits of the old empire, even the fallen, and their bodies became used as vehicles for those beings to carry out various agendas related to the never-ending Orion saga. May the quick keener reach this confused species in enough time before what is precious gets caught in the crossfire. The old empire has rearmed itself and is planning a full-scale assault, but there is an end coming to all of this, something that the controllers do not know, so they cannot prepare for it. It is now time to give the complete meaning of the word Sion, who is Sony, as the Y and the I are always interchangeable. She. Variation, Psi, the Greek 23rd letter, with the numerical equivalent of 700. Variation, SAI, a Japanese weapon. This weapon is also connected to the term manji, or the Japanese term for the reversed swastika. Unicode encodings U plus 5 30 40, 12, left facing. And U plus 50 350, 13, right facing. Keep in mind the it is composed of su, meaning good, well according to Wiki, however we see it only as the a connection to su, as in ISU. Things get fishy starting now. Variation, psi, meaning according to etymology, to cut, divide, rend, split, or cleave. Variation, psy, generalized term meaning soul, or mind. Complete definition of she. Hybrid symbol, dollar sign, key combination shift number 4, tetra, on the keyboard. She is a quite odd word as it is the Latin word for yes. It says right off the bat whatever it means many have already agreed to. We also see that in English the word yes could be then made ies, which would give usie, still pronounced she. Tumbling the words of course will give the best results. Next the word becomes is, which was derived from the word es, which means to be. All of this has kind of happened to me at once, so it has been a lot to adjust to and then push back out. I have all of a sudden gained the ability to connect everything in my mind slash body slash soul is doing it at every moment, even when I try to sleep. This has been happening for 3 days. Since is really comes from the word ES, this means the cult of ISIS is simply the cult of ESES or SS. Now we will begin to see just how deep this whole thing really is, and who is involved. Since the Nazis at one point had the world pretty much in agreement with its motives, before the United States moved in, what makes us think those countries even after the false flag defeat of the Nazis still did not hold to the plans of the much deeper agenda? The Nazi Party was not trying to just take over the world, they wanted to seize back control of lost empire territory, as they are the old empire called by Theosophist Ancient Ones or Archons. This leads us right up to the point we left off in regards to the sides. However, to finish briefly on the meaning of Cyanid is basically an alien slash reptilian controlled faction with ideas of conquering everything through division, and the power of the sun on. This faction is very scientific, and even Borgian, as the Archons are said to be non-organic in many ways. The idea of one god also leads to the idea that only one being is a god. What to mind job 7. We have to know that organic just means flesh, or an organism, and should not be used to describe if something is alive, or not. Generally anything that can carry energy is considered living no matter what that energy may be. Now I will tell you why it seems like many of these sides blur, and if you don't have a keen eye for symbolism you can get very confused. Are humans really ready to go universal and meet off world beings like they claim, or will their fear continuously get the best of them? As I stated above, just because you are in a prison does not mean you have done anything wrong. The reason souls, which is the term we will use for now, are here inside of bodies range as such. This soul has been trapped and slash or kidnapped from their planet slash home world by the Empire, Dominion, or affiliations, and is being kept as a trophy and slash, or is being harvested for energy. Some of these home worlds have been destroyed, or remain under Empire control. In some cases a soul has been kidnapped, and that home world is still attempting to find that soul. This soul was not conforming properly to the hive mind on the planet they used to reside on that came under Empire control. The Empire generally rules through a hive neural network very similar to our internet, but organic. This way they are tied into everything and everyone's mind for ease of command, and of course to eliminate any type of feeling of privacy. Many in this situation would not conform, or were immune to bliss which causes a person to not care what is really going on, they give all controls of decision making over them to their controller. Because of non-conformity they were contained and shipped to Earth. This soul was caught with too many illegal infractions against the Empire such as dealing in weapons, drugs, technology, or anything of that nature, without proper Empire clearance. Even though the Empire is scum, they require one have a license to be scum, just like our own legal system, because it is their system. The term draconian law is now common speak. This soul was a member of the military of a conquered planet, or the Empire. The Empire does not waste resources. After a memory is wiped, as talked about in the code to the Matrix, there remains a core of information, and this gives the person their traits, likes, dislikes, etc. It is very difficult to remove these abilities from a defensively and offensively equipped soul. They can, however, be channeled. You will find most military members are either old Empire members in exile without knowing it or ex-members of the military of their own forgotten home world actually fighting on the wrong side through amnesia and mind control tactics. Grim, this soul located a long lost kin in this quadrant, and, although knowing it was Empire territory, sought to rescue that soul. This is the classic rescue mission love story. An equipped soul loses a kindred spirit somehow to the empire, then seeks to rescue that soul from the empire, underestimating somewhat the stronghold, and finds themselves also trapped. In actuality, more evidence showing that at least one of your fragments is walking around lost without you. Magnetism can attract these two people back together, but you have to change how you see the whole thing. Many always think their soulmate is someone they are supposed to marry and have sex with and be with forever and have children. LOL, in many cases the soulmate is actually the same external sex the individual is now. These are just the people you need to reunite with to make you completely whole again, so you will know where you came from and what you have to do. I have met many soulmates on this journey. This soul is a part of various factions attempting to end the control of the empire and domain, and has been sent in to do as such. This normally accompanies a gain of information and mission, once the inserted soul awakes to their cause. Often in life they catch hints of this through visions and dreams. Also the uncanny urge that they are here to do something. This soul is an exiled member of the empire or alliances of the empire. These individuals can always be spotted, as much of their core still contains empire idealism. They simply have no memory of their affiliation, or even that such things exist. Let us keep in mind, our population at large does not really even believe in spirits, not to mention the capabilities and stories of such things. Ignorance can be seen in how few answers one actually has to the questions that are important. All of what I'm speaking of answers all of the questions so many people have. Some things are much more difficult to accept than others. However, what have we been doing anyway? Sitting around on time out waiting for them to totally screw up the world, while we lay around powerless. Yeah, okay, not me, sounds like a reason to bring out the actual real me, not the sleep version. All I really needed to confirm is what I already knew: I'm an alien, and so are you. Many of these rescue missions have succeeded, and some have failed. I believe souls are removed from this madness at every moment by rescue attempts conducted by the much more harmonized forces outside of the empire, send out a beacon. That can be emitted from within ourselves once we get a firm footing on what is going on and stop being so scarred, which is an anagram for sacred, meaning not wanting to know the meaning of something because it has all this mist of mysticism and the unknown around it. One should still understand the controllers are also very equipped souls. Not all of them are sloppy and dense as depicted on our television. And in fact they are more like the beings depicted in the Hindu pantheism. Master shapeshifters and wielders of the Ki. But wait, until you get a load of what you are. You can only imagine, if they have you behind this thick veil, what they do not want you to see in you. It's all so good it's not up to them anymore, the information is finally here for you. Whole. We are not just talking about one thing, we are referring to all things. The power knock an angel from heaven. Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, and I beheld Satan fall from heaven, like lightning. So did I know this story all too well, and it came back to me in a flash, as I remembered. 7. These Khenpo/Tibetan masters always pack ADORJE just in case things get out of hand. The bell is to open the frequency to their portal, and to awake the master back from his astral travel. These crowns, scepters, and coronation balls are not just for decoration. The jewels contained within these items radiate power and energy, and can be used as spiritual confrontation. Pharaohs versus the alien Aryans. In order for me to get this to you, I'm going to have to sum this up. I really could keep going with this for weeks. Just as you see the She symbol above, you now know that the gods of the ocean, sky, Andrath, who carry a trident / Dorhe along with the Tibetan masters, who also carry it, and even the devil all have some strange connection. This connection is through symbolism. I do not have the time now to go into the Ankh/Khan and its story, but you can be sure that as long as I'm here you will eventually know everything. The trident is a two-dimensional image of the Dorhe. It also becomes the same three points on the fluidalis. I have come to the conclusion that these objects also double as symbols of representation, origin, and affiliation of the beings, in addition to weapons for protection and war.